no matter where you're at. Do not be afraid to tell who God is to you. And so I just say again to everybody, let me start it out. He's more than wonderful. He's more than marvelous. He is more than miraculous. He is my everything. A songwriter, Sandy Patty, made that beautiful song, and it has always, from a little girl, stuck in my mind about how amazing, how wonderful, how marvelous, how miraculous God is. And as, like I said, it doesn't matter where you're at, because he's, as long as you have him, as long as you're identifying him, he's right here with you. And the word of God is always stated, and we know that the word never returns void, that he will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. So I say again this morning, we thank you for coming to our executive meeting, breaking the daily bread, the manna that God gives us at the table in the presence of the Lord, and drinking the living water where you and I would never, we don't have to be in a place where we thirst anymore. We can give everything, surrender. We can give everything to God and know that he is the creator. He is the author. He is the finisher. Anything in between that, he still has it in his hands, because he has everything and everybody in his hands. So I say good morning. As we go into lifting God up in prayer this morning, what I want to ask is just that you just let everything, just relax, just put everything at the table. Come to God with a clear mind, a clear conscience, knowing that he is the deliverer, knowing that he's the healer, knowing that if you are coming with a true repentant heart, that he's hearing and that he's ready. He's ready. God is moving at all times. We need to understand. We need to stay in the vehicle with him. Whatever vehicle it is, we need to continuously move with God, because he is moving. And as the songwriter said this morning, he is the on-time God. So that means that we have to stay in whatever the vehicle is. We must stay there in order to get to where we need to go, knowing that if we're there with him, there will be no delays. There will be no denials that he is an on-time God. So, Father, as we come to you this morning, Lord Jesus, we're just lifting you up, Father God, lifting you up on high, Father, because of who you are, Father God, because you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, Father, the beginning and the end, Lord. You are our creator, Father God. You are our everything, Lord Jesus. And we recognize, Father God, without you, Lord Jesus, we're nothing. And we just thank you on this morning, Father God, that your spirit, Lord Jesus, just goes all across the land, Lord Jesus, that you just touch and penetrate hearts, Father God, that you just trust it, that you give us the ability, Father God, to trust you, Lord Jesus, in our darkest moments, Father God. You give us the ability, Lord, to believe in you, Father God, when there is doubt, Lord Jesus. You give us the ability, Father God, to call out your name, Lord Jesus, just to say the name Jesus if we have nothing else to say, Lord, and all type of demonic forces shall flee, Lord Jesus. You give us the ability, Father God, to just constantly over and over and over, Father God, praise your name, Lord Jesus. You give us the ability to just worship you, to stay in a place of worship, Father God. You give us the ability to be thankful, Lord Jesus, for all things, the minor things, the good, the bad, but to be thankful because we recognize who you are. We recognize that you are our everything. You recognize that sometimes we may be in a place of confusion. We may be in a place of darkness. You recognize that we still recognize who you are in the midst of a storm, Father God. You plant our feet, Father God, on solid ground, Lord, because we ask you to, Father God. We've made a conscious decision that that's where we need to be, Lord Jesus. In a time of hopelessness, Father God, you restore us, Father God, with hope, Lord Jesus. In a time of confusion, Lord Jesus, you give us that peace, Father God, that unmeasurable, that unmerit, that peace, Father God, that cannot be limited, that nobody, Father God, can take away from us, Father God. And because, Lord Jesus, because the blood that just flows through our veins, that flows through our vessels, that flows, Father God, throughout your land, Lord, we get that dunamis power, Lord Jesus, that power, Father God, that keeps us in a place, Lord Jesus, where we are able, we build ourselves, Lord Jesus, and have in our mindset that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us, because we realize that we are a part of you. We realize that it is your blood that's carrying us through. We realize, Lord Jesus, that it's your unmerited grace and mercy, Father God, that keeps us and grants us new mercies, Lord Jesus. So as we come before you today, Lord Jesus, recognizing who you are, Father God, giving you praises, Lord Jesus, for who you are, Father God, because, Lord, there are so many, Father God, that's in a place right now, Lord Jesus, where they are lost. They have lack of knowledge. They are in a dark place, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for this platform. We thank you, Lord, for the man and woman of God, Lord, that continuously be vessels, Father God, for you to allow, Father God, things to be imported through, to be being a portal, Father God, for you, Lord Jesus, because we don't have to be here, Lord, but see through obedience, Father God. We are here today, and we thank you for touching. We thank you for leading. We thank you for guiding. We thank you, Lord, for the selflessness, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just using people, Father God, to get your message across, people that do it with a grateful heart, with gladness in their heart, Father God, with no apologies, Father God, with nothing holding them back, Father God, that has surrendered all, Father God, and has made a conscious decision, Lord, that nothing shall separate me from my God. And I just thank you on this morning for that, Lord Jesus. And I pray, I decree and declare on this morning that other people, including myself, will get to a place, hallelujah, where you can sit and you can say the same thing, where you can decree and declare it and you mean it. Because when we get into a place where we are able to see the handiwork of the Lord, where we're able to see where God has expanded our territory, where we're able to see and know that he has yet finished, that he is still doing an expansion in lives right now. Even when man might sit and say, this is not a good time, God says it is, and it is so. In the name of Jesus. So we just recognize that on this morning, Lord Jesus, and we just thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we love you with every fiber in our body. We just cannot get off this line without letting you know, Lord, how much we love you and how thankful we are for you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen, amen, amen. Good morning again. I wanted to say this. It is exciting to know that with God, all things are possible. And yesterday I touched on that a little bit. The scripture was Matthew 19:26. In our human thinking, we hit brick walls. Everybody can attest to that. I know that you can raise your hand right now and attest that you've hit some brick walls. So to speak, when we come up against some things that is impossible for us, we get into a place, we crawl back into a cave. We get into a place where we become fearful. We get into a place where we sit and say, I can't tackle that mountain. I can't deal with that. We get into a place of frustration. We get into a place of hopelessness. But that never happened. Has to happen. We don't have to allow different things to take us back or put us in a place where we don't recognize that everything is possible with God. When we learn to put our trust in Him, guess what happens? A whole nother world opens up. When you learn to put your trust in the Lord, I'm going to say it again, a whole nother world opens up. A whole nother world of possibilities. You don't have to stay in the same place. You don't have to continue to sit and worry about the things that you cannot control. Because once you lay that trust down, yesterday we talked about resting in it. We talked about that. But once you lay that trust and put it where it's supposed to be, things that you never thought could happen in the natural, that's when God shows up and do it in the supernatural. That's why that song this morning, it says that He's an on-time God. It may not come when you want it, but it's going to come if that's where your faith is. If you're in alignment with God, just understand that is going to come. Remind you, last week we spoke about Daniel, where Daniel had prayed for his people. He was praying for the people. He was praying, and during the time his prayer was answered, but there was a holdup in the prayer. And Daniel may have not known that, but still his prayer was answered, and it was delivered. Even though it was held up, see, it was some things going on. It was something going on up in the spiritual realm. It was some things that had to be fought out, had to be thought out. A war was going on, a war. But that's the thing. We may have wars every single day in our life, but if you trust in the Lord and you're giving it to Him and understanding that it's nothing too hard for Him, and get out of your mind, get out of your human thinking. And sometimes, see, the problem is for some people, we put God in a box. And one thing about God, He cannot be contained. He is a spirit. He goes to and fro. He cannot, never, ever in life be contained. So we minimize Him instead of keeping Him in a place of maximizing, instead of opening your eyes to see the creation, opening your eyes to see situations and circumstances that has changed before you. But instead, we stay in a place. You get worn out. You practically get worn out. You wear yourself out trying to accomplish something. And you finally get, once it's not accomplished, you finally get to the point, once you keep running into big brick walls, once you keep noticing you going up an escalator, but instead of the escalator moving forward to get to where you need to be, for some unknown crazy reason, it's going backwards, and you cannot move any forward. Place, you cannot move forward. But when you get into that place, where do you go? Where do we go when we get into the place where we have realized that we've done all that we can do? I'm talking about in the natural. Where do we go? Where is your first choice? What is your first decision? Some of us, because the word of God said, we turn it over to God. Some of us, we'll sit it in a corner and ponder and try to go. It's like the Rubik's Cube. I know everybody may have dealt with a Rubik's Cube. I'm not sure, but I'm just going to say this. You sit and you put it in. You sit in a corner, and all day you sit and you play with this cube trying to get all the colors on one side, and you forget about your God who can do all things, that he can do the impossible. We forget about it. We get consumed in whatever the task is and forget that we have another option. We have the very best option, and that is to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then to lay everything at the table, lay everything at the throne. And while we're doing this, we know that we should be in a place where we're building our faith. We're not in a place of worryation. We're in a place sitting back like a child with an expectation that I'm sitting there waiting because I know that my daddy is a deliverer. I know my daddy is the way maker. So I'm just going to sit here like Habakkuk did. Habakkuk patiently waited to see what my God, what his God was going to say to him or what was going to take place. And sometimes we need to slow down in life. We go too fast. We try to stay up with the hustle and bustle of life, and we realize that that there's nothing impossible for God. We realize that we have to get into a place where we realize that we have the number one person that can do all things, but we so easily forget about him because we think that we can do it all. We so easily forget about him because we allow frustration to take us over. We so easily forget about him because things don't happen just like we want it to happen, because we get into a place where we refuse to wait. We get into a place of impatience. We get into a place of lack of understanding and understanding that we don't control God, that we don't command God, that we're not in a place where we even have the authority to do that. You are not going to find any place in the Bible where it says that you have the authority over the Lord. But yet, he has control of all things, and you and I. Some of us choose not to go and allow, to activate our trust, to activate our faith, to activate our believing in him, that all things are impossible. All things are possible with God. All things are possible with him. It's not limited. Anything. All things, no matter how small, no matter how major, no matter what it is. I'm compelled to tell you all, last night I got a call late in the night, and it's a person from my past that I used to work with, and I know the family very well. And the young lady told me that her daughter was in a car accident. And the first words that came, I said, "Well, did you pray about it? Did you turn it over to God?" She said, "No, she's not going to make it." I said, "Well, is that what the doctors are telling you?" She said, "No, that's just what I'm feeling." I said, "Well, listen, you have the authority to speak life over her situation." I'm sitting, and she said, "Well, let me just tell you what happened." She was driving down the street, and a lady sideswiped her, and she hit the wall going 60 miles per hour, and I just know she's not going to make it. So I had to let her know. I said, "Let me tell you something. In 1989, I was driving down the street, and somebody was coming. They had a game called chicken. People would play chicken in the Miami area. And this was 1 o'clock in the morning. And I saw the car coming to me, but I was on the uneven pavement." How many of us got some uneven pavement in our lives on this morning? I was on the uneven pavement. They was working on the street. And the impact, when I tried to sit and evade the car that was coming to me, I hit the wall in the car. Flipped over, I counted it because God allowed me to have consciousness. But the first thing I said was, "My God." I knew to call on the name of the Lord. I said, "My God." I didn't say anything else. And the car flipped over seven times. The car was so messed up. It was a little Toyota FX car, a little small box car. And it was me and my oldest son, and he was laying on the back seat with no seatbelt on. He was sleeping. I was just coming out from pulling a double from work, and my uniform was in the window. Every window in the car was broken out. And when the car started flipping, my son rolled out of the car with me, with unknowing. But I was stuck in the car with the car on top of the roof. The car had been flipped over on the roof. And all type of people was coming. And when the paramedics came, they had to cut me out using the jaws of life. And all I could sit and say is, where's my son? I heard nothing. I said nothing. I started running down the street from where I'm thinking that it started, and the police, everybody, dogs, everybody coming out, because I'm telling them, my mother gets on the phone and say it was a child in the car with her. But I'm finna get to the but God moment to let y'all know that all things are possible with God. And as I start having an asthma attack, panicking, because all I knew was that my was not there. They took me to the nearest hospital, and I'm like, I'm telling my sisters and brothers, don't come to this hospital. You stay out there no matter what, and you find my child, because I knew that my child was in there. But let me tell y'all something about how God, the God of all possibilities. When I got in there and they was giving me a treatment, I heard a child crying. They were saying, oh, he has asthma. He has chronic asthma. We need to get him. So I jumped up from where I'm at, and I go in the next room, and I'm telling you, my son was there, and it was a lady there with the state trooper, and she said, when you started going in the air, the first turn, that child came out wrapped up in your uniform. See, what we need to know is, when we have some uneven pavement in our life, when we call on my God is going to answer. I don't know who this testimony is for this morning, but I'm sitting and telling you that when you have situations in your life, you cannot put God in the box. You cannot. So when I got to my son, he didn't have a scratch on him. Yes, he was having an asthma attack. The state trooper came to me. He says, I want you to meet this lady. And I met her. She said, yes, ma'am, I was behind you the whole time. I saw what was going on. She said, but I'm just telling you, the entire time, every time your car rolled over, I was calling on the name of Jesus. I was telling Jesus to save them. I was telling Jesus, I don't know what's going on, but I know that you are a healer. I know that you are a deliverer. She said, I didn't even know where your soul was at that time. So what I did was I started praying for your soul, not knowing that somebody else was in there until I seen that little bundle. I didn't know what was in the bundle, but I was compelled to stop and get it. She said, and I just kept on and brought them to the emergency room. And I had to sit there, and I looked at her, and I sat and asked her. I said, I'm going to say this to you. I told her, I said, I don't know who you are, ma'am, but I'm going to tell you, thank you. Because as far as I'm concerned, you may be an angel that God sent from heaven to save my son. I'm telling you all, we may have some uneven pavements in our lives. We may have some situations that causes us to be on a rocky road. But if you continue to move forward and not look back, if you continue to stop putting God in a box and stop living in a place of hopelessness and start believing and trusting that God will do what he says that he will do, these different things will happen in your life. These different things. I could have gotten so afraid. I could have just passed out. I could have just did whatever. But see, I was persistent. Never once did I think that my son was in a place that he had died. I just didn't want him laying out there in the streets once I realized that all the windows was out. Never once did I have a fear that he might have gotten ran over by trucks or whatever. I don't know how many of you, Florida Turnpike is a busy turnpike at any given time of the day. Never once did I fear that. And you know why? Because I said, my God, the words that came out of my mouth, I petitioned. My God, I was telling him, whatever it is, Father, I need you to be my Savior at this time. Whatever is going to come my way, I need you to be my protector at this time. Whatever is coming my way, I need my faith to be activated that I will come out of this. But Lord, if I don't, I called on you in a time of despair. I didn't sit there and start cursing. I didn't sit there and start saying, Satan made me do this. I didn't sit and start going off on the other person. I was in a place of true humbleness when I knew where my help came from. I knew where my help came from. And because I knew where my help came from, my God answered. My God answered. I did not contain him. I did not get into a place where I leaned on my own understanding. I got into my safety net. I went into his zone. I went into a place where I knew that he, because the word of God tells me that he is my refuge. The word of God tells me that he is my provider. The word of God says that there's nothing too hard for my God. And I called on him. And I don't know. I'm telling you, Nigeria, I'm telling you, South Africa, you all may have some conditions over there that you just think that everybody in the world may have forgotten about you. But I'm going to tell you this, the same God that I serve, the same God that was my deliverer, the same God that was my healer, the same God that made that that took me back to my first love, my first natural love, my son. It's the same God who can help whatever your circumstances and situation is. And that goes for everybody that's under the sound of my voice. Because as I stated, instead of us getting into a place of panic, instead of us getting into a place of frustration, so going back to the story I had to tell the young lady, no, this is what you need to do. You need to ask God to, if you need to worry about her soul and her salvation right now, but if you know where she is, then you need to first of all ask God to let his will be done in this situation. But then understand, you say that you are a praying woman. If you are a praying woman, then activate the authority that God has given you. Activate that power that he has given you and start speaking life situations. Start speaking to those dry bones. You don't automatically get on the phone and start speaking death into a situation. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it looks because we know one thing. Lazarus was dead and gone for some days, but Jesus walked to the tomb. And he called him out of there. Why? Not because he did it, because he wanted the fame, because he wanted everybody to know who he was. He did it, and he took the time that he did it because there were some unbelievers amongst the people that hung around Mary and Martha. There were some people in the background that sitting in with saying, I don't know why they calling him. What is he going to do? Lazarus been dead for such and such time. But see, he did it. Jesus knew exactly the timing was right on time, and the timing had nothing to do with him, but everything to do with God. And it was for God to be glorified. It was for God to be glorified at that time. So I have to go back to my story and understand that God was glorified through my situation. It allowed me to know that God, he lives. And he, because he lives, that I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I know that I can call on his name in a time of trouble, in a time of despair, in a time of discouragement, in a time of frustration, in a time of torment, and he will answer. He will answer. Saints, that's why it is so important. It is so so important for us to, on a day-to-day, I'm not saying be there today and tomorrow don't show up. I'm not going to say that. One thing I love about my apostle, you can't take. No, if God tell you something, you better. I'm saying you better with that in my voice, like that. If I'm coming to you and I'm flinching in your face, you better follow through. Because, see, we know the power of God. We know that all things are possible. We know that what you cannot do in the natural, that God can come and do a supernatural thing. The question is, are you ready to receive what God has for you? Because if you're not ready to go into those areas, and you're not ready to be awed about what God does for you, if you're not ready to sit and not be conformed of the world but be transformed, then you might want to sit and wait a while. Because one thing about God, when you activate things and you show him that you trust him, that you believe him, and that you will not put him in a box, all type of things start happening. All type of good things start to happen. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I'm telling you, some expansion is getting ready because of your faithfulness, because of you believing, because you trusted, because you not putting things, putting God in the box. You getting some expansion is getting ready to take place in your life because you know that you cannot do anything without God. You know that there's not a compromising with God. You know that obedience is better than sacrifice. You know that that rod of instruction, that rod has to come, and it has to, you have to activate it in your life. You have to be into a place to receive it. Listen, no matter how much it hurts, no matter how much humility it is, when you get to a place where you can get an answer or you can get an explanation and you can see God in it, what else is there that you can say? I had no explanation about my situation but God. That's all I could sit and tell people. And you know what? I don't even really share that testimony. I really don't share it because I just had it locked up in a box. I didn't want to share my first miracle. That was a miracle. That was just as if God had parted the Red Sea. Did you hear what I said? The car flipped over 7 times. That 7 is in the spiritual realm is completion. But see, I'm sitting, as I look back over it today, I have to just thank God. I thank him. I try not to even tell it because it was such a moment that you sit and say, I'm not going to talk about it. Because if you're not rooted in God as I am on today, it brings back hurt. It brings back pain. You don't see the glorification of the Lord. But because of my walk today, because of my but God moment, because of my faith, because of some deliverance, because of some trials and some errors, I can recognize it. I can identify. I can shout to the mountaintop and say, but God. Because I did not put him in a place. I did not put him in a box, but I called on him. And this is where you and I need to be. Whatever your circumstances is, whatever your situation is, take it to God. The scripture tells you to seek him first, to seek him. But we choose not. We get on the phone. We tell everybody else our situation, but we never tell God. We only go back to God when we realize that that brick wall is there. We only go to God when we realize that maybe I need to pray because I don't have anybody else that can come and pay my light bill. I don't have anybody else that's going to stop the repo man. I don't have anybody else that's going to be able to put food on my table, clothes on my body, shoes on my feet, but God, because the word tells us that he is our provider. And we have to get into a place where you recognize that. You have to get into a place to realize that he is the creator. I'm not telling you to just look through your natural eyes. I'm asking you on today to ask God to create in you a clean heart. Remove all of the unforgiveness, all of the hate, all of the mold and mildew that may be in your life, the cement that may be there. Ask him to remove it. So when you get to the point, when you see these but God moments, you will recognize it. You will recognize it, and you will give God the praise. You will give him the honor at that point in time, because that's what he deserves. It's not because he commands us or demands us to do it. It is our purpose. It's our purpose to for us to do things in life for God to be glorified. And that's why I sit and say to you all over and over, and as long as God gives me breath, as long as Apostle Temple sees that I'm fit, or God sees that I'm fit to be on this radio, I'm going to tell you all to be a doer of the word. Stop talking about things and be a doer. Be a doer because you placed your faith in God, because you placed your trust in God, because you believe in God. See, I'm not saying belief, B-E-L-I-E-L-S-S, because beliefs, they come and go. They're not stationary. Today, you can be sitting and calling on the name of Jesus, and tomorrow you'll be calling on Buddha or Ifa, whichever way that you feel that you're going to get your blessings. But I just told you a testimony that only one person could have saved me and my son's life. And I'm going to tell you this, we had no scratches on our body. We may have needed some fresh ox. We may have. And they sat there, and the doctors and the police and everybody that came, multitudes of people came, because if you would have saw the car and just people sitting going in the other direction because they was working on the road, they was expecting to see a casualty. But I'm going to tell you what my God said. My God raised me and my son on that day, and he put us on the straight and narrow path, but we deviate. But God. So I'm telling you the moral of this. I told you the but God moment. When you have that but God moment and God raises you, he saves you, whether it's a healing, whether it's a financial blessing, whether he delivered you from out of sin, maybe he just changed you because you asked him to. He delivered you from lesions. We have to be into a place where we change. We shouldn't have to. He shouldn't have to continue. We shouldn't have to continue. Not he. We shouldn't have to continue to keep going before God when he's already. You know, I can sit and say I was like the Israelites. God hadn't given me a miracle, but I still chose to walk around the earth, walk around my same mountain in my same nest for actually almost 40 years. But God. And when you are a doer of the word, see, a lot of people this too. I'm going to say this and then I'm going to get off the phone. God may put you into a place. He may stationary place you someplace so you can see the but God moment. It may not even be about you. It may be about somebody else. He's doing a work in somebody else. He's doing a work in those that have already sowed, and now they're reaping their harvest, a great harvest. And you're to sit back and not to be envious and not to be jealous and not to be a backstabber, but you sit back and you watch, because God has placed you in a place because he's showing you the things not to do, but giving you an opportunity to change things and sit and say, this is what you are to do to reap your harvest. But we as a people, we hold envious, we hold jealousy, we hold different things. I want to tell you those blocks, those impossible moments. It blocks it. Identify where you're at. Identify is a word that has came to me in the last couple of months, and I use it, and I don't use it loosely, because God told me to start. He said, start identifying things. See, we see things, and we sit back, but we don't identify it. We see things, and God is showing us that I'm here, I'm in the mix, but we don't identify it. We don't say, thank you, Lord, for showing me this. Thank you, Lord, for telling me this. Thank you, Lord, for this, that, or the other, because we feel like we're giving somebody else praise. You can call it whatever you want to call it. I call it being attached to God, knowing him, being comfortable in him, being secure in him, knowing that he is my everything and that he has put me in a place to show me. So when I'm ready, when he's ready to give me my next miracle, because I'm decreeing, I'm declaring a miracle in my life. I'm declaring, I'm at a place right now where I need some things shaken up, and I cannot do anything about it. They are all out of my hands, but I trust God. I trust him. This is why I call on his name. I don't care where I'm at. I don't care what the situation is. I'm going every time the unction of the Holy Spirit pull me, I call on God. I say, Jesus, I call on the name. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me, direct me. Because why? He's already done it before. Why? He has me positioned in the natural, in a place where I'm supposed to be. I can't sit and worry about what everybody else has got going on. Because, see, what y'all don't understand is he's already shown me. I can't sit and worry about your situation and your circumstances because you choose not to call on the name of Jesus, because you choose to speak death over your situation. All I can do is stand from on the outside and say, Lord, what am I to do? Holy Spirit, I need you. Do I go in and do I intervene? Do I go in and do I say a quick prayer? Do I go in and do I stand in the gap? Because I want everybody, when you have a true experience with God, all you can sit and say is, but God, because things start to change. And you notice I said a true experience, because we have little minor experiences and we feel like, oh, that's so major. But God, but God. I'm talking about the parting of the Red Sea. I'm talking about when you in your death, on your deathbed, and God gives you a fresh wind, a fresh anointing. I'm talking about when you in a situation, and instead of you sitting there allowing your situation to hurt you, you on a line telling people, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, with no apologies. Those are but God moments. Those are God. Those are the moments where the impossible, what you can't do, come in. But everything with God is possible. Why? It goes back to trusting him. It goes back to having a relationship with him. I didn't have a wholehearted relationship at the time in 1989 when my car flipped over those 7 times. But I'm gonna tell you this. Apparently, my God, the words that came out of my mouth was acceptable to God at that moment in time, because God did a wonderful work. God did something so marvelous. Not only did he save me, he saved my firstborn. And I want to sit and tell you all this. Had he taken, or had my firstborn, that my son, been taken away from me, I would have been in a nut house today. And I'm not sitting and calling nothing on me because I'm delivered from that. Because my son was a twin. I lost the other one at birth. He suffocated at birth. So at that point in time, it was my treasure. But I'm going to tell you another thing that God let me know. There is no other God before me. You had a situation. See, I had a situation even though my God at the time was laying behind me, because all my time, all my energy, all my praise, all my me sitting in and just giving him everything instead of giving it to my God. I had a situation that my son could not deliver me from. I had no choice but to call on my God. So I'm sitting and I'm going to leave you with you all today, because I've said a whole bunch in this message, and I hope that it has not confused people. But the moral of the story, there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible for God. You and I have to stay into a place of right alignment. And even like I said, I wasn't in right alignment. But at the time when I called on God, he heard my cry. He felt my spirit. He knew that it was genuine. And what did he do? He answered. He answered by saving me. He answered by saving my son, even though that was my God. See, a rude awakening came out of that for me. A rude awakening, I had to realize that there is no other God, that there is only one God. And in that situation, because we sit and we put people, we make people, places, and things our God. But for God, that but God moment, you have to trust him. You cannot have any other God. So wherever your God is on this day, whatever that may hinder you, if you get into a situation, I'm decreeing and declaring on today that you will let it go. That you will let it go and you will allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you. You will be into a place on today where you sit and say to God, I surrender all, Father God, and I'm withholding nothing, Lord Jesus, because I have some situations. I'm going through some hard times. I'm in a situation right now where I need a but God, a my God. However you choose to call on him, at this time in this moment, without any apologies, I pray on today that hearts will change, that they will become free of clutter. Unforgiveness, you have to go. You got to start calling these things out and letting them know that they cannot hold residence in you at this point in time, because you a person that need a but God moment. You a person that wants to go out and tell a testimony about how God and only God could have saved you. You don't want to be a person that sit and say, oh, well, they hit a wall, they're not going to make it. You don't want to be that person. You want to be a person that no matter what your situation is, no matter where you're at in life, you can sit and know that I got a friend, I got a daddy, whatever it is that you want to call him, wherever he rests in your heart and in your mind, that you can call him and not get frustrated, not get deviate from the path that he's already put you in. Stop allowing the obstacles to hold you back. You see an obstacle before you, instead of you girding up and empowering and having, being courageous, that you're going to walk through that obstacle to get to wherever it is that God has you to be. Not be like the Israelites who keep showing God that no matter what you do, no, it didn't matter that you parted the Red Sea. It didn't matter that you gave me daily manna. It didn't matter that Moses struck a rock and water came out. It didn't matter. These things didn't matter. It didn't matter that you showed us your power by sitting and allowing the earth and hundreds of thousands of people falling in the earth. It didn't matter that you've shown us all of these things. Let go and let God. Let God show you who he truly is. We say it, but do you believe it? Ask God to show you the people. God has people on this earth that he has set aside to be examples, to show you how you are to be a doer and not a talker, but to be a doer. Ask God to give you a place where you can see that. And see, a lot of people, they, you know, when we were coming up, we used to have show and tell. A lot of people need show and tell situations. A lot of people really do need that. If you are one of those people today, don't be too ashamed. Don't be too prideful. Don't be in a place where you are refusing to ask God because you may have a little envy. You may have a little jealousy. You may feel like that all your life You've been in a place of poverty all your life. That everything that has happened with you has been nothing but pain. It's been nothing but trauma. It's been nothing. So God has put this curse on you, and this is how you have to live. Man, the devil is a liar. We're going to give him. We're going to bring him up in this situation. It is his job to steal, kill, and destroy. It is your job to stay in alignment with God, stay in his will, and make sure that your actions are where the things that you're doing, that God will be glorified. So when you have one of those moments that God want to sit and show you that I am God all by myself, that nothing is too hard for me to do, that I am an on-time God, all you need to do is call on me with a true, genuine heart. And once you call on me and I change the situation, I intervene in the situation. Huh? I raise you from the dead. I put fresh wind in your body. I change your financial situation. I take you from poverty into a comfortable place. You will choose to stay in his will and not. You will choose to come to him with a repentant heart, and then you get into a place where you don't let nobody separate it from you. We cannot live off of emotions. We have to be in a place where we are true to one ourselves. And if you can't be true to yourself, who else can you be true to? You can sit and lie and say that I'm true to God. You can't, because if you can't even trust your own self, it is no way that you can trust God. And that's what I had to leave that young lady with on last night. I just couldn't stay on the phone, or couldn't stay in a place where I continued to talk to her about something, because see, you were in a place, even though you say that you know God, even though you said that God raised you up from COVID. If he raised you up from COVID, if it's his will, he can raise that baby up in the name of Jesus. So I'm sitting and telling you all, don't put God in the box. Do not put God in the box. He is so much alive. He lives within us. All you have to do is give him the invitation and allow him to abide in you. We, ADM, loves you. God loves you most. Allow God to show you that he is a God that can do all things. That's what makes him wonderful. That's what makes him marvelous. That's what makes him miraculous. We love you, and have a peaceful day on this terrific Tuesday. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.